KCOQ, we are closing.
KAB9NN, mobile monitoring.
KDMH, mobile Indian Earth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Toby.
How am I sounding into the receiver? I'm going through the secondary PL.
You're totally readable, just got a little bit of noise.
Okay, yeah, the antennas, I think, acting up again, so it's time for a new repair. Time for a new antenna. I couldn't get into one of my other frequencies, so it's like, maybe the sun will dry out the connector.
Yeah, you'll have that sometimes. Well, it's discovered when I got onto the freeway that I gotta get the tires balanced on the work vehicle because I hit about 78 miles an hour and the whole thing started shaking real crazy.
It shakes round and roll. You're going too fast. You gotta slow it down. It's not the racetrack, bud.
Well, 75 wasn't much better either, but 77 seems to be where the resonance is. And, yeah, no bueno.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, what's going on here? Let's see what it's doing. My computer's acting up. Oh, well. Okay, well, you continue on and we'll talk to you later. Hey, it's 61 degrees already. The sun's out. It's a good day. I'll talk to you later. ATMH, CCBSU.
73 Toby, and ATMH mobile.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. We'll send a system via Petoskey.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing well. I just had to laugh. I was just thinking, anyone that mentions resonance and tires, you know, they had to be a technical radio operator or something. I thought that was a very apropos statement.
Put two together and you get three. Or four. Or whatever that equals.
Oh, how true. I was trying to describe washboarding on a gravel road to somebody, and they just couldn't figure out that there's a tuning between your suspension system of your vehicle and the washboarding of a gravel road. They just couldn't figure it out.
You got to find the right speed, and when you find the right speed, it smooths out, kind of.
Or just go fast enough that you don't have to worry about it.
This is very true. Good luck stopping, though.
All right, well, you always give me an entertaining thing to think about, so just wanted to jump in. Papa Charlie, don't go. I got nothing else. I'm going to go back to my plan of the day.
All right, sounds good. Have fun, Mr. Jim. And ATMH Mobile.
K8BCW.
Family, how are we doing this morning? Any DMH Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Drake. Doing well. You on the road this morning?
Yeah, I just rolled through Tower, heading toward Driver City.
Ah, making the M68 run.
Never fails.
It's actually not a bad drive. I actually like it, especially since they up the speed limit to 65.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I remember doing this drive when it was 55, and everybody was doing 65, and you know, me and the company vehicle. I was like, well, can't really do that. But it just made the drive feel so much longer. But realistically now, thinking about it, I know it's not much longer to go 10 mile an hour slower, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's a feeling.
That is very true.
So you must be on the 7.4. Is it behaving a little bit better? Because it sounds like you're coming in great.
And so far, so good. I'm just rolling in the Onaway, so. Seems to be doing all right now.
Do you have some upcoming work on it that you need to do that you're planning, or is it just okay for now?
I still have work to do to it, but I just haven't had the time to get there. But I should be able to get up there and hopefully in the next month or so. I got a temporary solution and to get it going, so it'll at least work. Decently. The transmit performance won't be quite as good, but the receive will still be okay. Sounds like it's starting to get angry again.
Yeah, a little bit of static. You're breaking up a little bit. Well, like I said, if there's anything I can do to give you a hand with that, let me know when you're planning heading up that way. If our schedules can sync up, I'll be happy to give you a little hand there.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. It's really not much. I'm just going to put a set of cans on the APRS and the APRS antenna and combine the transmit side of the repeater and the APRS node onto one antenna just to get us by until we can get that antenna fixed if that's possible.
Right on. Sounds good.
Yeah, that's actually how it used to be set up for a while. Because we had an original set of cans for it, and it rained really hard, and I guess we had a hole in the roof, and water got all inside the duplexer, and it just rendered it pretty much unusable. So we had to, I had to improvise. And, dude, you had so much room to go. Come on. You still had so much room to go. Anyway. Yeah. Things and stuff. Band-Aid solution. Got a new duplexer. Ice storm break antenna. Back to square one.
Dude, you're sounding like me yesterday, driving through the mountains in West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, and into North Carolina. Man, some wild drivers on those mountain roads. Just do not pay attention and do not take advantages of opportunities and do not plan 100 feet down the road crazy.
Because that'd be way too easy.
Man, people complicate this driving thing way more than it needs to be.
That is such a true statement. I don't think any truer statement has been told. It's just so... I don't know. It's interesting. But, well... I can't really do a whole lot about it other than complain, along with everybody else.
Dude, I've been driving more than 40 years, and it hasn't changed. It's never going to get better. So you just need to move on and, you know, find something else to concentrate your efforts on, because that's a lost cause.
Oh, yeah, I fully accepted that now. But no, let's do self-driving cars, because that's a better plan. Let's make everybody an NPC and, you know, yes, that'll fix our world's problem.
Yeah, get ourselves even further removed from the whole skill level of piloting a 3,000-pound vehicle at high speeds.
Some of the drivers that drive semi-trucks. They're getting real bad, too.
Oh, I had my head on a swivel all the way down here the last few days, keeping an eye out for those H-1B visas.
Oh, dude, it's bad. Whenever I go down state, I've been getting in the habit of putting the CB in the work vehicle just to be hilarious and annoying, because I think it's funny. It's TV, so, like, who cares? But, my biggest gripe is when there's a sign that says trucks use right two lanes, and there's semi-trucks going full wide. And I'm like, okay. A, that's illegal. B, there are multiple signs saying, super, don't do that. C, you're all going the exact same freaking speed, man. Why do we gotta go four wide? Just go single file. You're gonna get to your place within 30 seconds to a minute of your original ETA.
Well, you have to be able to interpret English to read the signs. I think that's one of the big problems, is there's a lot of foreign people driving those trucks on the roads, and they don't know how to speak the language and read the signs, which, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. How do you pass a CDL exam if you can't read the signs? Blows my mind.
Wait, a reading test? There's no reading, like, writing, like, none of the English, like, there's none of that crap for getting the CDL? Oh. We're doomed.
Well, you can CDL shop in different states where that's not necessarily a requirement.
Why is this not a national requirement?
Well, there's a certain thing called the 10th Amendment that the federal government is better to keep their nose out of some things, but we can argue whether that's one of them or not.
Yeah. I have some feelings about that, but I will keep them off the air.
Yeah, that's a conversation that requires beer.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just feel like it requires beer just thinking about it.
Why do you think guys my age are always drinking?
You know, I didn't really have to wonder very long.
All right, man, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get back to cooking my breakfast and looking at the mountains. So you have a great day. Do wonderful things, and I will catch you another time when I can get back on the air. K8BCW.
I understand, man. I need a vacation. I need a real vacation. One of these days. 7-3.
Hey, Joyce, I know a great vacation you could have gone on, and you would leave the state of Michigan, even.
Replace the battery.
I'll tell you, since I've had time to sit down with that any tone, just to change subject here, wow! Woo-hoo. And you know what? If I went and bought the Bridgestone Maverick, I can get into NXDN is on there as well as DMR. I am so thinking of changing, but we don't have no NXDN up here.
The repeater. I'm on my handheld.
Hi, you sound fine. I did get a message from Consumers Energy about a high wind warning this afternoon and storms, so be ready.
We'll see. It's they're basically calling down. No, I got one of these big, almost like a tape measure type antenna on here, and just checking it out.
Ah, you sound better than sometimes on your base station, so that's a good thing. Okay, well, I'm going to run over and get some lunch. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
KCBSU. 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 There is a severe thunderstorm watch predicted by the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. Is in effect now. 8 o'clock tonight. Bali County, Gavard, Altona, Kitchen, Charlevoix, Emmett, Grand Traverse, El Casco, Benzie, Sheboygan, Crawford, Leelanau, and Manatee County. At this time, also Oswego, Wexford. This is the BRS's RCCBSU.
Yeah, Toby, that thunderstorm watch is statewide for the Lower Peninsula, from the Indiana-Ohio border all the way up to the Mackinac Bridge. It looks like statewide.
Yeah, I just got the alert. I just got out over two different frequencies. I was just trying to get off here.
Yep, I gotcha. You're pretty rough into the repeater, just FYI, N8APX.
Adam, I'm going through the wall 7.2. It's very set up, and yeah, I know, we're having issues with repeaters up here.
Alright, just wanted to make sure you were aware in case you needed to switch to something else. So, N8APX is going to be monitoring, and we'll see what this turns into.
Yeah, I'm having issues here. I've had three repeaters giving me trouble. And the DMI right now is down.
Alright, copy that.
Adam, are you going to link the system together with the
8APX.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling for Drake.
Okay, he's downstate.
He's in Roger City. He's getting his hotspot fired up. I was seeing if he was on the air yet.
Okay, I just started to a PL of 259 on the thing, so yeah, it's starting to rain here and get a little windy. Okay, I'll get back to what I was doing.
Copy, thanks. Send any PX.
KCACSU.
HLBC and King 8, Alpha Lima November.
Steve, how's my signal?
I sound a little soft there.
Okay, I just put a new PL-259 on my radio. Just making sure it's working.
Yeah, there, it's fine that time. Fine that time.
Cool, thank you.
Back to the XT, yeah, I believe in November.
KCACSU, KG8SBZ. KCACSU, KG8SBZ. Can you get enough signal to copy a weather report?
KD8RUH monitoring 86.
KDRUH, I just sent as an advisement, there are no Skywarn nets active at this time, no severe warnings, however we are monitoring some cells currently in our weather forecast area, and I will advise if a net is spun up, if anybody has anything to report flooding wise or any wind damage, contact KDRUH. I couldn't quite hear who that was there, it was kind of scratchy.
KC8DS2.
Right, I think that's Toby, go ahead, try again.
KC8DS2 portable.
WA8FIK. Toby, you sound the same on both radios. No problem understanding you at all.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I just put PL-259 on my other antenna. Okay, thanks.
Now nothing's really meeting any severe criteria. Just kind of doing its thing as it moves through.
Yeah. Well, it's thundering here, and I mean, it's getting crazy here for a few minutes.
Yeah, it looks like they just dropped a warning, so give me a second here, and I'll get that put out.
Okay, I think that's from
Otsego
County.
Yeah, it's from Charlevoix and Otsego, it looks like.
Okay,
Attention all stations, attention all stations. This is KDRDH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for northern Otsego County, northeastern Antrim County, and southeastern Charlevoix County in northern Michigan until 2:45 p.m. At 1:55, a severe thunderstorm was located near Alba, 40 miles northeast of Mantua, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. Hazard 60 mile an hour wind gusts, sources all radar indicated. Severe thunderstorm will be near Alba, Boyne Falls, Alba, Elmira, Boyne Falls, Alba, Warner Township around 2, Vanderbilt around 2:10. And precautionary actions, move indoors. Again, it's a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties, Otsego, Antrim, Charlevoix. Please stand by. We will conduct a net here in 2 minutes. And this is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. If we have any stations in Antrim, Charlevoix, or Otsego County wishing to check in, I will take your check-ins at this time. Please just give your call sign. I will acknowledge and then get your report.
KCAQVX KDYS, are you standing by?
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing a Skywarn net here at the moment. Stand by for another warning as well. Another severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning southeastern Grand Traverse County, Antrim County, and Kalkaska County in northern Michigan until 2:45. At 1:59, a severe thunderstorm was located near Barker Creek and near Kalkaska, moving northeast at 45. Hazard 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, again, radar indicated. That's a second severe thunderstorm warning issued until 2:45 for the following counties. Antrim, Grand Traverse, and Kalkaska. So any stations in those warned areas wishing to check in?
This is Chris Sir, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo. I'm located just south of the Traverse City line, so I'm technically Wexford.
Okay, very good. Anything to report?
Just started. Windy, but not nearly as high as last night. I don't know if you take updates from the past storm or not, but I had at least 4 good-sized trees on my property in the storm last night.
All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. Again, any other stations in Otsego, Antrim, Kalkaska, Charlevoix, or Grand Traverse wishing to check in?
November 8th,
correct? One more time there, station calling. You were really staticky. Go ahead, try the 1-9.
Whiskey, November 8th. Quebec.
Okay, I got you. Whiskey, November 8, Quebec. Go ahead with your location.
Roger, I'm in Vanderbilt, Otsego County. Vanderbilt, Otsego County. We've got moderate to heavy rain and light wind.
Okay, got you. Vanderbilt, moderate to heavy rain. And wind.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey November, 8th, Quebec.
All right, if anything changes, please let us know. Any stations? Okay, no other stations. Again, we do have 2 severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. Stand by. Again, 1 severe thunderstorm warning covering Otsego, Antrim, and Charlevoix. That's until 2:45. I got a severe thunderstorm moving northeast at 45 mile an hour. And another severe thunderstorm warning
That is covering Grand Traverse, Antrim, and Kalkaska County until 2:45. Again, same thing. Moving northeast at 45 mile an hour. Both storms are capable of producing 60 mile an hour wind gusts and torrential rain. This is KDWH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are in condition yellow. All right, again, this is KDWH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. Currently, we still have the two severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. If there's any stations within Antrim, Otsego, Kalkaska, Grand Traverse, Charlevoix, please let us know if you have anything to report. I'm looking for a sphere criteria, torrential rainfall, high winds, hail, anything that'll meet severe criteria. This is KDWH Net Control.
This is KB8FK.
All right, station calling, go ahead.
This is KB8FK, M32 and 1, US-131. We just passed through some torrential downpour just east of Elmira.
Okay. Anything else besides the rain or just torrential downpour?
Winds were fairly high, but just the torrential downpour was the big thing.
Okay, very good. I'll get that notated down. 131 and 32.
QSL, this is KB8FK Mobile, clear.
This is WD8MPQ.
There, I was just trying to drive and write at the same time. Let me stop here and I'll get you a call again. I think it was a WD8 station.
Roger that. Whiskey Delta 8, Mike Papa, Quebec, WD8 MPQ. I'm just reporting I am in the parking lot in Kalkaska at the hospital. Torrential downpour, winds are 5 to 10, heavy lightning. That's total report, WD8 MPQ.
Okay, got you down. Any other stations? All right, again, we are under two severe thunderstorm warnings. Any stations in Otsego, Antrim, Kalkaska, Charlevoix, Grand Traverse, or... I should say Grand Traverse, but I think I already said that. For reports, I will stand by.
November,
Whiskey November 8, Quebec. You're barely making it in there. Go ahead, try again.
Whiskey November 8, Quebec. We're on 70 northbound, Wolverine, heavy rain, moderate wind, visibility about 500 feet.
All right, you were broken, but I did catch your report where you were, and you had torrential rain, low visibility.
No copy, Whiskey November 8, Quebec. Very heavy rain.
Yep, I did get your report. Severe heavy downpour, low visibility.
3, this is N8 Damage. Switch over to the 145.19. If you can hear me, use the 145.19. You're barely making it into the 7-4. 1-9's probably going to hear you better over there. N8 Damage.
Whiskey November 8 Quebec on the 1-9. Mobile.
Yeah, that's much better. Stay there. N8 Damage.
Yeah, sorry, Drake, I walked on you. Yeah, you're good to go. I got you now on the 1-9.
Whiskey, November 8, Quebec Mobile.
Yeah, Whiskey, November 8, Quebec, got you on the 1-9 there. Hit it, REH, net control. I did copy your last report, too.
Roger, Roger. The rain is so loud on the windshield, I'm having difficulty hearing. So sorry if this is a repeat. Just north of Wolverine, northbound I-75. Very heavy rain, moderate wind. Whiskey November 8, Quebec. No lightning.
All right, very good. Got your report. Any other stations in the warned area with reports?
REH for VSU.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the majority of the storm has passed by me. It's lightening up a little bit. We're still getting rain, just kind of FYI.
Yeah, it's moving out of portions of Grand Traverse and Antrim. Main focus is Chestonia, Mancelona, and a couple others over that way.
Copy that, TC. Thank you.
This is KDREH, net control. We still have 2 severe thunderstorm warnings in effect. It's like, stand by here. They might have just dropped another one. Looks like it's the same 2. We've got Otsego, Antrim, and looks like it's out of Grand Traverse County just about and into Kalkaska. Any stations in those areas with severe reports, please contact net control. Okay, nothing heard. Check back in another 2 to 3 minutes here. Again, Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are under condition yellow, severe thunderstorm warning.
KD8REH, KCBSU. Look north at Gaylord on the radar. Deep purple.
Yeah, it looks like rain. I'm watching the velocities. The only problem is it being that close to the radar, you're going to have a lot of washout.
Yeah, I noticed it there. Just kind of in case you hadn't noticed it, I was just looking your radar, and they've got one for the other side of Antrim now, going down, 245 or something.
Yeah, they just dropped another one. Net control, all stations standby, another severe thunderstorm warning. National Weather Service and Gaylord has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for western Presque Isle in southeastern Sheboygan County, northern Michigan, until 3:30 p.m. Line of severe thunderstorms located near Vanderbilt, 11 miles north of Gaylord, moving northeast at 50 mile an hour. 160 mile an hour wind gusts, penny size hail. Source radar indicated. And stations in Presque Isle and southeastern Sheboygan County. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for your area. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'm back on the air. I'm
help me out, so I'll be around to give you a hand here as this progresses.
Hey, I'm trying to multitask. Did you see that new game? They dropped one for Presque Isle and Sheboygan.
Yeah, I'm watching those ones particularly closely because they're headed my direction.
All right, very good.
Have we gotten anybody out of Otsego County? Because that is getting pretty nasty in there.
One, he was mobile. I believe he was up by Wolverine.
Okay, copy.
N8APX, WNHQ.
WNHQ, go ahead, sir.
Adam, I left Gaylord, Otsego County, about 30 minutes ago, headed north on 75. I'm at Indian River now, passed through very heavy rain, moderate winds, no lightning.
Okay, good copy on that, thank you.
N88BX, K8REH.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's so hard to see with the distortion from the radar being that close, but it's just moving away that southern tip of the cell there, just the other side of Vanderbilt. Is that what you're trying to watch?
Yeah, that's one area of interest for me, and then right over the weather office, starting to get a bow echo on it.
Yeah, it's getting distorted as it's getting close to the radar, obviously, which is not ideal, but it's right there on the boundary, too.
Yeah, that spot there just, what is that? Let me zoom out a little bit here. Yeah, it's just northeast of Gaylord.
What is that? Let me zoom out.
Vanderbilt. There is some possibility of stairs, and that is very organized, if any. That could just be, nope, there's another radar scan. Nah, that broke apart. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's some heavy, very big hail embedded in that.
Yeah, especially just the other side of Vanderbilt.
Yep, that's the one I'm looking at. Probably some microbursts in that too, I would think.
Oh, there was some heavy hail at Vanderbilt.
Station with the hail report, come back, please.
I'm I-75, I'm coming up to the Gaylord exit. There was really heavy hail at just north of Vanderbilt. We just got light rain here, Gaylord, but it's looking pretty nasty out here. We're all found.
Okay, roughly what time was that at, and do you have a rough estimation of hail size?
KD4UHY, Alabama, Echolink, listening.
Echolink station, just be advised, we currently have an active Skywarn net going on at the moment. Just FYI, N8APX. 88REH and 8APX. Looks like APX office is reporting quarter-inch diameter hail right now.
Yeah, okay, that would kind of jive with what I'm seeing, too. If they're on the bottom side of that cell, that would make sense. All right, again, do we have any stations in the Otsego area, the I-75, or basically anywhere close to Gaylord? Looking for anybody in that area with any severe reports, hail, heavy rain. This is Net Control, KDVREH, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee, break.
Alpha Golf Yankee, go ahead.
Yeah, this is KF8 AGY over here on Spider Lake. Just wanted to inform that there is a large tree down across Peninsula Trail. And the subdivision is only enterable now through two location points.
Okay, good copy. Appreciate that report.
Kevin, do you have a diameter of the tree? Is it something that can be moved, or is that something that's going to have to get cut up?
Negative, cannot be moved. It's completely blocking the road. There are caution tapes up on both sides of it, but the road is not passable right now. I would estimate the diameter to be about 1 to 2 feet at the base, and branches going up. I think the smallest branch I've seen is probably about 4 or 5 inches, so it's a good-sized tree.
Yeah, I believe that one's already been reported, but we'll make a note of it there. If they got caution tape on it, it sounds like fire department's already been over there.
Okay, roger that. I'll keep the radio on. This is KF8 AGY, back to you, Skywarn Net Control.
KDRH, Canadian.
Go ahead.
Stand by.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Uniform Kilo for radio check.
Victor Echo Kilo Station, you're loud and clear. Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn.
Roger, thank you. KEA VUK clear.
All right, REH for a minute. Be on it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hail is mostly subsided now. It's just pretty torrential rainfall at this point.
Okay, copy that.
Thank you.
All right, with that last radar scan, looks like the majority of the heavy rain and the hail have made it through Gaylord. It's still on a northeasterly track. Looks like it's tracking just into Vanderbilt and headed up towards Canada Creek. You got any stations in Otsego County with any hail or heavy rain reports? All right, nothing heard. Do we have any stations in the in Sheboygan County with a report or Presque Isle? All right, Net Control, the National Weather Service has allowed the severe thunderstorm warning for Kalkaska and Otsego County, Kalkaska and Antrim County to expire. There is still a severe thunderstorm warning for Otsego and Sheboygan County. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for Antrim and Kalkaska County has been allowed to expire. Severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect for Otsego and Sheboygan County. Yeah, go ahead.
Just kind of trying to stay abreast of what's going on to the west. Probably going to want to start seeing if anybody's south of Kalkaska. Maybe out towards Grayling. I think that's the next cell that could potentially go severe.
Yeah, I see they dropped a warning for Kalkaska. Maybe they'll reissue it.
Yeah, maybe it's dying out. It's the first time I've looked back that way in probably a half hour or so.
I'm going to send you a screenshot of the velocities here. I mean, it's kind of looking like it did last night almost.
Copy.
Yeah, just an FYI, I'm going to have to step out here. I got to head back in.
Yeah, I'm pulling up to my next service call as we speak, so I'm going to have to bail out on the high band. I'll keep my 800 on me. Hopefully I'll only be here for a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll keep the radio on, but it's going to be kind of sparse.
Understood. NADMH, I know you're working too, but are you able to just listen to the high band?
Yeah, I've got it in my ear right now, but I'm probably going to be taking off here shortly, in maybe the next 20 minutes, so I might be able to take over moving along, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, if you could just keep an ear out, if we get anybody calling, just get me on 800, please.
10-4, NADMH.
NADMH, Katie, there you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll throw a another announcement out here in a second. Then I'm just going to have to listen here for a little bit, throw out some blurbs once in a while.
Sounds good.
All right, again, this is KDRAH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn. Currently, we have 2 serious thunderstorm warnings in effect. Looks like serious thunderstorm warning is still in effect until 3:30 p.m. for Western Presque Isle and southeastern Sheboygan County. We still have a serious thunderstorm warning in effect for Otsego and northeastern Crawford County until 3:15. Both 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and everything so far as radar indicated. There has been a history of small hail with both of these storms. Again, any stations in the warned areas are encouraged to report any severe criteria to Net Control. We are in condition yellow. This is KDREH Net Control.
KDREH, KDASEK.
Go ahead, Bob.
I am on my way home. I can be available to monitor this area. There was a very severe rainstorm, the Lickening Thunder, but very heavy rain here about 20 minutes ago, but I will be available for the rest of the evening for any additional reports in my area.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Looks like there's just a tiny little cell going through Bear Lake. It's making a northeasterly push, so you may get some more heavy rain here in a little bit, but other than that, all the severe stuff is off to our east. But if you could monitor over there, that'd be great.
Okay, will do. KPA-SEJ.
Katie Harry H. Thank you, Bob.
All right, NNAPX is on the air. High band per minute available by 800. VX is back on the air.
Hey, VX, Katie, are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like they've canceled all the warnings so far. We're still under a severe thunderstorm watch.
Yeah, I am, I'm basically in Kelston. Probably 15 miles south of Mackinac City on 31 right now. And, skies are starting to clear. Starting to actually see some sun pop out, but our muggy meter has just about doubled. I got nothing on that, all static. You want to get me on 800?
I'm just letting you know we're going to go to standby.
And good afternoon from WTPT.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Well, not bad. Greg, how you doing today? Just got back in the office, got the laptop booted up, and getting ready to try and get a little more work done this afternoon. I was out in the field. We did our field functional test for the non-MPSCS Washtenaw simulcast, and of course that went as expected, so another step closer to finishing off that project.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah, I'm making my way back towards Travers here, doing some flash updates, and algorithm loading on some radios today, and I gotta go back there tomorrow to finish up. Braving the rain, and now I'm discovering how bad the tires are on this vehicle.
Oh, that can get scary. I kind of lucked out. There was a pretty good thunderstorm, some cells that went through like Saline and Milan and that while I was up north of us in Ann Arbor. And I didn't have to deal with any of that. But yeah, I know what you mean, man. When the tread's getting a little thin, there are moments where the reality becomes obvious. I'm thinking I'm going to have to put new sneakers on my car before winter. There's still a decent amount of meat on them. I wouldn't really think too much about rolling in heavy rain with them, but you know, by the time winter rolls around, I think I'm in the vicinity of 65,000 miles on this set. But yeah, it'll be time. They won't be suitable for winter.
Well, I have determined that these ones are pretty bad. I was driving around in front-wheel drive, and came up to a stop sign, hit the gas to turn on to 23, because 68's closed, heading towards Onaway. So you gotta take 23 to Akiak Road to get down to 68. Because the bridge is out, which is wonderful. But I hit the gas and it just spun the tires. And I didn't give it a whole lot of gas. And now we're cruising along in all-wheel drive because it was deemed necessary.
Yeah, we haven't been up there, since November when we closed the place up. Yeah, I know that Akiak is closed to the east of Akiak Road. Well, I don't think we have any road closures to contend with on the way to our place because, you know, we go one of two ways, depends upon mood. If we need to stop at at Walmart and, you know, pick food or some supplies up, you know, we'll hop off of 75, you know, at Tompanabe and go around that direction. Or, you know, if not, we'll usually take, 68 across to Akiak Road. Time-wise, it's a wash, you know. using either route, there isn't really any difference time-wise for us.
Oh, there you go. That worked out pretty well for you. Just rolling in on the way here. Yeah, we had a pretty good storm up here. When I was in Roger City, I was flash updating the flash on the consulate, and it got really loud. I was like, oh, wow, it's raining really hard. I look out the window, no, it's hail. And it was coming down pretty good. It then quickly switched over to rain after that, but caught me off guard just a little bit. But from what I understand, I might do this again later, maybe. So we may have a round two.
Yeah, I heard you say earlier that you're going to Roger City. I was listening this morning, and now I know exactly where you were at. that was one of my projects as an SP. Spent a lot of time in that building in the back room, setting up stuff and loading software and whatnot. Getting the PTP going and hooking that in out at the Roger City site, and yeah, that was a fun project. Reporting gust front arrival at 16:16 hours, and some thunder. Our place, our driveway's off of US 23, and if you Google Maps, the Ace Hardware is the one in Boygan and the one in Roger City. One's 22 minutes and the other's 23 minutes from our place, so yeah, we're halfway.
Oh, there you go. Yep, that's, I haven't really driven that part of 23 that much, and it's really nice up there. There's not a whole lot there, but it's nice.
Yeah, that's what makes it nice, is that there's not a whole lot there. Yeah, we saw that they're going to be building a Verizon tower not too far from there. I mean, we have some okay-ish Verizon coverage at our place, but you get a little further, you know, north towards Sheboygan, around the, the Huge Harbor and, you know, in the docks there. And, yeah, cellular coverage actually goes away. There's about 2 miles where your phone is out of service on Verizon. By all accounts, AT&T works through there, but hey, Verizon, not so much. It's annoying, too, because, you know, then if you're streaming on Pandora, that hiccups, or, you know, All-Star Node connections go away, and it's just annoying.
So, Mom has decided it's safe to make the drive.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, it's not 100% decided yet, but I'm pretty sure we are going up. Not sure what day.
Okay. All right. I've yet to, Drake, I heard you pop in last night. I've yet to get out there and diagnose that issue. I haven't left the house yet today, but I have meetings this evening, so I don't know if I got a bad speaker, bad connection, or if I lost the audio stage in the 400, but it's bad. I can tell you that much. And, yeah, the weather sucks. It's been storming here all day. The water levels are back up. My seawall is more hidden, more submerged than it was when I left earlier in the week, so could do without this rain. What's your call again? NH DMH in the group from W8RPM.
Yeah, NH DMH. Yeah, I was like, huh. I heard that yesterday and I was like, I don't know, he sounds alright. I was in the other room and I heard him and he said he was distorted, and I had that issue with my 400, and it turned out that the speaker was not plugged in all the way, and it was shorting between the two, because the one thing I hate about the 400 is they combined the two speaker outputs into one jack. That was the stupidest thing they could have ever done on that radio, because you had to use a stupid adapter. Or if you just wanted to use one speaker, no, you had to use an adapter to bring it down to mono, but you can't use any mono adapter because you got to make sure it doesn't short the two audio stages together and then try the output. But, yeah, to have the audio jack plugged in all the way, it would essentially use the B-band as your ground and the A as your, you know, power, vice versa, and would end up with a not so much of a ground situation. That's not super duper fantastic. Over you, Dan. Any damage?
And that sounds like a poor design. Probably, I don't see myself ever getting one, so I don't think that'll be a problem for me. I have no interest in the system fusion. A couple of years ago, I replaced the 9800 dual bander that I had in the Jeep. I wore that poor thing out. It's a lot of transmit time, a lot of hours on the road, and I've been in multiple vehicles. And it's starting to get flaky when it's cold. So I bought the Olinko, the DR 735, 745, 7-something-5. Man, no regrets on that. You know, it's got a nice big display, which I give that high marks because, you know, trying to read the displays on some of the newer radios, you know, those of us with older eyes and bifocals, it's got nice big nice big numbers on it, and you can, you know, have it light up different colors with receive and transmit, and I'm pretty pleased with it. And there's someone at the door, that's why the dog's going nuts. So, I guess high marks to the Olinko. I go around WPT.
This thing is a little bit different than I'm concerned, Cedric. I know exactly what you mean. I just got a stereo plug. You know, I got a A and B eighth inch mini plug and just, you know, wired it correctly, and it's worked fine. As long as I've had, you know, I moved it from the red truck into the blue truck in October, and it's been fine ever since, you know, and I went through that mess with the stereo to mono adapters and all that, and it was just, you know, radio gets bounced around enough, you know, even remoted and bolted down, but I don't know what's going on now, but I'll sort it out. Anyway, all right, I'm going to make a quick bank and post office run before I run out of daytime. I'll be back. Nothing to report, Dan. You didn't miss anything leaving. Nobody that we know won anything. There was some woman from Michigan that won a 5100. It was like the third from the last, you know, highest value unclaimed hourly prize. And after that, it was, you know, a bunch of strangers. Nobody even from A-Land except for, you know, a couple Ohios, but nothing in Michigan. All right, see y'all. W8RPM. Hopefully the storms are done.
They got to run. Neighbor came over, and the grandmother fell. Got to go help. W2.
KC8QVX. KC8QVX. Now I'm making it in there on my iPhone here. Setting this all up on my iPhone. Am I making it?
Yep, you're going. Gotcha, no problem.
Okie dokie, appreciate it. KC8QVX. KDYS. KDYS. You round, Ryan? KC8QVX.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel Mobile.
KCAQVX NADC.
Go figure.
Yeah, he's definitely connected, but he might not have his ears on.
Yeah, well, I might have to break down and just call him on the on the AT&T network, because I don't know what he's got going on. I got no clue. I thought he understood that my node wasn't working. I told him on HF to connect up to N8LBV, but anyway. So we're connected, and he's not listening, and who knows?
Where the heck is Leota, Michigan? I never heard of that.
It's up a little north of west of Harrison. You get off the Harrison exit, you go through Harrison. When you get to downtown Harrison, you make a left. I can't even tell you where. I know how to get there. I spent a lot of time up there with my buddy riding four-wheelers. My buddy had come, he lived in Pinckney at the time. He'd drive down and pick me up at Jackson with a trailer and two four-wheelers. We'd take off and we'd run up to Leota to the trail system. We'd ride for 3 or 4 hours and we'd drive back home. Kind of crazy, but it was fun. We really had a good time. But anyway, when you hit Harrison in the red light, I guess, you make a left and run out up to such and such a road and take that up to Leota. It's way out in the outback, Steve.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Michigan has a bunch of these little towns I've never heard of, you know, I see them pop up on here. It's like, okay, tell me about it. That's cool. What's he got for a node? Like, is it an HC thing like yours or something different? Who made it?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. I got no clue. I don't know what he's running up there. He probably didn't. He's a lot better UHF-VHF guy than he is an HF guy, I'll tell you that. Hopefully he's listening. But anyway, he's a good egg. I've known him for quite some time. And, you know, we have mutual friends also. But anyway, yeah. And, you know, when he bought the cabin up in Leota, it was kind of funny. He said, well, yeah, he says, I'm up
mail.
Here. I got mail. And I'm here in Leota at my cabin. I'm going, Leota? And I've never been to his cabin up there, but I know exactly where he's at. I really do, just because I've been through the area. The guy that I went four-wheeling with was always going up to Leota trying to buy a fixer-upper, but he never spent any money. We'd look at every house that was for sale up there, but the cheap bastard wouldn't spend any money.
LBV Friday. Alright, I'm gonna get my butt back to work.
Alright, buddy. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. I'll hang out here for a bit, see if Mark shows up, and if not, that's fine. I might just go ahead and break down and use the AT&T network. 7-3, stay out of trouble, NADZ.
KDYS monitoring. NADC, are you still standing by? KDYS.
KFATDJ. I'm just popping in real quick. Can you guys hear this radio at all?
Yeah, I hear you.
I just want to see if my handheld would work in the house. I can't hit the water tower, but for some reason in the house I can hit the Leota repeater. So, you guys have a good night. KDFTDJ.
Copy that. You're coming through All-Star right now, so you're connected to the Northern Michigan Link and other stuff, so K-8-D-Y-S, standing by.
K-8-F-2-W.
Jeff, did I get you in there, N80X?
Thought I did.
Hang on. Let's go to the top of the list with Jim, N8TCZ. Jim, your location, if you got any messages or announcements.
N8, Tango Charlie Zulu, location Elmwood Township, intersection M22 and Spring Hill Road, fog bank out on the cold water.
Mike, AI6XQ. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake Winona, near Otto Road. No messages to pass.
Some of you are getting in fabulous. Let's go to Bob, KB8SBJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SBJ, located in Neffin City, Benzie County. And tomorrow night at the Benzie Government Center at 5 o'clock, there is a Red Cross program, I guess it's a class, about shelter fundamentals. If you're interested in learning how to run a shelter for emergencies, be there. It is open to all. KB8SBJ.
That's an important skill to have for hams. I encourage you all to look into that. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KC8ZAP, location, Central Council, California, Office Department, 37, no messages to pass.
Jeff, N80X. Jeff in Alaska, give us your location, any messages to pass?
Hi, this is Jeff. I'm in the city of Seward, working at the clinic. It is 45 degrees, cloudy, and we're expecting snow at the end of the week. Everyone's got joint pain from this, so I hope the weather's better there. No message pass in EDX.
Well, we've got 71, and things are heading south quick. Let's go to Mike, KD8REH. Mike, your location name, messages to pass or announcements.
Yeah, good evening. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. No announcements other than the possibility of Skywarn activations tomorrow. It'll be our third day. Just thank everybody that participated in the last 2 days. And still got one more day of anticipated weather. Other than that, I'll pass it back over to you.
I think the weather's been extra weird lately. Stay tuned for Skywarn. Let's go to Tony, KEASBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
Hello, Glenn. You're taking keybards tonight. And location is on Rennie Lake. And message would be this early afternoon's weather. Around 2 o'clock and between 2 and 2:45, I had headed into town. Storm really hit me bad, heading toward Cass and South Airport. And on the way home, the weather, it went downhill. In other words, extremely heavy rain, maybe an eighth of a mile visibility at the most, almost no visibility, and there was a torrential downpour, a lot of lightning. Got home and the garage was flooded, my porch area was flooded, first time in probably 20 years.
All right, Tony, sorry to hear that, but man, it's just been really strange out there. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass? Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Joe, NATN. Joe, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, NATN. I'm at Farallone South Airport in Jarvis City. Nothing for the net tonight. Good evening.
Anybody we missed?
Drake, KDMH, on the wonderful 3-5 repeater.
Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
Same as last.
Ditto. All right, let's, I think that's it. We do have a digital message. It's what I call the what the message. We're going from 70s to thunderstorms to freezing weather. This is a digital traffic for 39 seconds. Stand by. This is KGTC. Message is as follows. GTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
KFACM, full copy, full copy.
KFACM, full copy. KFACY, I've got a full copy on the test, but it's just not around.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
NHCN, full copy.
Well, that's not too bad considering how much static is going through the repeater right now, but again, this is an important skill, and I very much appreciate people keeping up on this, I think, the essential message. I do think we're going to have a lot more severe weather coming up, so stay tuned to this repeater for Skywarn activity. All right, this is it for me. I'm going to turn the net over to the Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Cherry Lynn.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour. Before we get started, I have a few announcements. Breakfast demands that we see good morning at Amber on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. And tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is project night. Not sure what's on the agenda for project night, but that's what's happening. 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. Great. This is KF8HUY. My name is Kevin. I'll be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WHTCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community. Get information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. The MeshNet and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherry Lynn Amateur Radio Club. In the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, and the sponsored club activities. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet, and all new licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained short-time stations. Second, echo link. And third, general check-in. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call and first name. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and make check-in more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. And I don't have a topic for tonight, but with all the strange weather coming through, I think I'll just put the question out there, what you can do to prepare for when this weather front comes through, and how do you handle it? Great. This is WACCM, net control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time, time-constrained stations. And because you are time or energy constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First short time check-in, please call now.
Mike, Alpha, India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Alpha, Satellite.
Hold on a second. I got Mike 86 XQ, and I've got Tom WB8WIV. Next check-in, please. Okay, that was a call for next short time check-in. Any other short time check-in? Please call now.
Amity, KEHZOY.
Okay, Amity, I got you. Next short time check-in. Okay, none further heard. Let's go to the top of the short time list. Mike, AD6XQ. Mike, go ahead with your transmission. And Tom, WDAWIZ, please stand by.
Yeah, this is Mike, AI6XQ. Thanks for taking that tonight. I don't have anything to contribute on the weather observations. We just arrived here from Southern California a couple of days ago. so it's not been bad for me so far, and we missed the rain that Tony was talking about where I am. So all is good here. AI6XQ, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, lucky you missed the excitement the last couple of days, but I guess there's more in the works. Keep your radio on and keep your ears open. We had some pretty crazy ones through here. Tom, WV8WIV. Tom, go ahead with your transmission, and Amity, just stand by.
Okay, Lord, WACCM, WYV. Well, if the weather's real severe here, I pull the main. I disconnect everything from the 110, and I pull the ground, disconnected from my rig. Of course, everything nightly and even daily, I do not have stuff hooked up to antennas. I have had the lightning come through a ground system, so I'm very wary of that stuff. Anyway, I mowed four lawns today. Got it mowed before the storm. We had a big storm here about 4 o'clock. And got the yoga morning. Got an hour nap in. And had another man come out. That was Jerry W4GABDF. Had a stroke. And a camera, we ran it down through my sewer pipe. There's a blockage down there. We found a major blockage. It's not a total blockage, but there's a blockage there. So I've got to get the my plumber in here. We've got to clean that all up. Anyway, so that's what we did today besides playing radio. Everybody have a great evening. Take care. Tomorrow, I'm not sure if I'm going to be working or not. Of course, I was retired today. Tomorrow, I don't know yet what's going to happen. Back to that control. Say it, Eric. I think it's John. WACCM, WDA, WIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
All right. Very good, Tom. This is Kevin at that control tonight, and sounds like lightning is a major caution thing for you. Same thing over here. I tend to disconnect my antenna from the rig if I know there's any kind of threat coming. So it's I probably need a better lightning arresting system, but I got the manual disconnect that I do for now. Okay, Amity, KD8-DOY. Amity, go ahead with your transmission.
Amity, KEHGOY. I had three thunderstorms roll through today, and a little bit of rain, lots of rain, little bit of rain, lots of rain. It's quite damp out there right now. It's 69 degrees, and the humidity is 120%. Because of all that rain, the soccer game at Keystone with St. Francis and the PC Bulldogs was canceled today because we get the field was so wet. So it does have an effect on us. Hopefully the crops will grow well. Back to the net. Amity, KEHGOY. Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Okay, Amity, I think we saw some of those storms today. I just had an agenda to go to the chiropractor this afternoon and then also to go to Costco. And by the time we chiropractor, there was got in there, got our stuff back out, rain started to slow down, and we decided to bail on the Costco trip because loading the car in a rainstorm is no fun. Anyway, by the time we started heading home, we had another big one. Came home, had to come in the other direction, the other entrance to the stuff because the tree was blocking the road. And yeah, keep your radio on. I think we're not done with the thunderstorms yet. At this time, I've reached the bottom of the short time list. Do I have any other short time stations before I move on to Echo or All Star? Any short time stations, please call now. Okay, no short time stations heard. The next check-ins I'll go for are going to be the Echo Link and All-Star. First Echo Link station, please call now.
Jeff, November 8 Echo X-Ray.
Okay, Jeff, I got you. Next Echo Link or All-Star Link station, please call now. Okay, no further Echo Link or All-Star check-ins. I will call for general check-ins, and then I'll go to the top of the list with Echo Link and All-Star. First, general check-in, please call now. Okay, Edgar, I've got you. Next general check-in, please call now.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha Mike, Caleb.
Caleb, I've got you. Next general check-in, please call now. Whiskey X-Ray 1, Julia, Scott. Okay, Scott, WX1J, I've got you, and Joe, KF8, I've got you. Next general check-in, please. Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas. Nicholas, I've got you. Next general check-in, please.
Park, Kilo, Charlie 8, Zulu, Alpha, Papa.
Okay, Mark, I've got you. Next general check-in, please. Whoever that was, I just got a bunch of static. You did not connect. Would you like to try again? Okay, that one was heard. I will go to the top of the list, starting with Jeff, NATX, and Edgar. Please stand by. And we'll try again for any further stations after we run through the list. Jeff, go ahead with your transmission.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, and I think that was Nicholas. Thank you for doing the net. Sounds like you've been having exciting weather. It's 45 degrees here, cloudy, and we've been going between rain and gloomy-looking weather. In fact, it's projected that we might get snow at the end of the week. And, of course, that means respiratory season has not ended, and everyone's got joint pain. And we're just waiting for that break when we get our warm weather, and the party kind of starts here. So we did have Mermaid Festival last weekend, and there's a few others that are coming up. There's something, though. There's some big events this weekend for fishing and stuff and that. But other than that, it's we've just kind of been waiting for something to get warm. So also, I will be in Traverse City June 18th through the 21st. And then I have to go to Kentucky to start my new program on the 15th. And I'm going to do a detour up for a few days to see family. And then we're hoping in August to do a two-week trip. So hope to see a few of you then. And everyone take care and hope those storms miss you. NADX.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the weather report in Alaska. We've got a lot warmer temperatures than you do, but we are also waiting for the warm weather. We get a day here and a day there, which kind of fools us into thinking summer's finally here, and then we get a round of storms, and as I understand it, we're going to
got the possibility of freezing temperatures on Wednesday night. So we're waiting for summer. We hope it gets here, but it doesn't seem like it's here just yet. Okay, Edgar, K-A-H-Y-D, Edgar, go ahead with your transmission, and Caleb, please stand by.
This is K-A-H-Y-E, Edgar, in Traverse City, near 5 Mile in Hammond. We're just leaving Sunset Park when the storm set, and this took literally minutes until the road and highway was just covered with water. It's quite deep on the right-hand lane, so it came fast and furious. It didn't last too long, so that was a good thing. So, 73 is an active
system, A-H-Y-E. Hey, Edgar, very good to hear from you. These storms have been set a precedent, I think, for the amount of water. I can only imagine what the Boardman River looks like after today's deluge. Hey, Leslie, 88. WAN. Go ahead with your transmission and Scott, WX1J, stand by.
WATCM of the net from 88WAM. Had an unexpectedly long trip downstate to a family event. Gonna go back down Wednesday for a memorial. And up for 2 days to get some work done and straighten things out around the place. So, interesting things over here. I have the fees in my TS940S for some reason is not turning on anymore. So more repairs are in order for that. My favorite radio. Very sad to see it malfunctioning. Sounds like you're having a good night over here. And I'll send it back from Kitty 8WAM.
Well, Caleb, I hope your radio issue is not a catastrophic issue. It's always a concern when you go use your gear and all of a sudden you're presented with a surprise. Okay, Scott, WX1J, go ahead with your transmission and go. KF8PKT, please stand by.
Hi, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. Kevin, great job with the net tonight, as always. It's a great pleasure to hear you guys. Last week I was in New Orleans for the week and got home late Friday night, quickly whipped out two new letters and jumped in the camper van and headed up to Sault Ste. Marie. So this evening I'm coming to you thanks to the generosity of KEFJW, Brad's repeater here in Sault Ste. Marie, and it's kind of fun to be able to work it from this angle. So. That's about all for me. We'll vacation and hopefully be able to get back toward the end of this week and get back on the ground and running. If anybody has any memorable information from the HamFest that you'd like to have in the newsletter, please send that to me as soon as possible. I'm going to try to get that newsletter out first thing tomorrow morning. With that, I'll turn it back to you, Kevin, and everybody have a great evening. WATCM, this is WX1J.
Hey, Scott, I wondered if you were coming from a remote location to St. Marie. Explain the little bit of static, but your local repeater and nice and clear. And New Orleans, boy, that must have been fun. You're just traveling all over the place. So it's good to hear you're out there. Haven't heard from you in a couple of days, and I figured that you must be on one of your many travels, and you were. So we look forward to seeing you back when you get back here, and thanks for having Joe, KF8, Joe, go ahead with your transmission, and Nicholas, KF8NH, please stand by.
Thank you, Kevin, and hello to everyone on the net. As far as emergency preparedness and the storms, nothing specific for the storms. We have a 1,200-watt generator. and we can run an extension cord in, keep the fridge going or whatever. But we live in town, so we got city water, and we're blessed with natural gas. So if electricity goes out, you know, we can still use the restroom and not have to worry about water like that working. We took a trip into Traverse City today and got a good blast of rain, and that was, just slow down. That's all I did, is just slow down like you would for icy roads, just slow down and not get too excited. But, not a lot going on. I don't do, surge arresters or anything like that on the house. I'm an electrician, and surge arresters do work. But as far as individual appliances, no. I got one on the entire house on the service, but not for the individual appliances. Everybody have a good evening, and thank you again, Kevin, for taking the net. I enjoy this net. 73 to y'all. This is KFA, 2KZ, going to Calcasta.
Yeah, very good, Joe. It's good to hear from you. You're sounding pretty good. Generator, yeah. We needed ours last night. We had, probably about 8 o'clock, and all of a sudden the power dropped. And told my wife, I said, there goes the power, and 30 seconds later our whole house generator came back up and ran the house on emergency power for probably about 6 or 7 hours before the service was restored. I don't know if that was related to the freeze or the approximate or failed today, but after it didn't get up today, we had wind-driven horizontal rain yesterday. So, yeah, those generators can be a good thing. We're over here out in Slater Lake. We're on a well in the septic, so we have to be self-sufficient. And put that generator in probably 10 years ago, and it's probably one of the best decisions I've made up here. Anyway, I will go now to Nicholas, 88NH, and Mark, 88NH, please stand by.
Yep, this is Nicholas, Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel. I don't have much for the net tonight. I did some exciting amateur radio stuff this week, though, and I have some good plans also for my home CTH. I'll leave the plans for the home CTH till next week. Maybe I'll have them done by then. But what I did this week, I got out and did a quota activation with another amateur radio operator. That was one of my second times doing that. It was very fun. It gets you out and about, gets you setting up your gear. Let's see here. I've been doing a lot of CW studying and copying, practicing copy, practice copy, practice copy. I'm up to a solid 10 words per minute. I can copy at 10 words per minute now, and I feel so rewarded after 5 years of, working on this, and in the beginning being like, I'm never going to even remember. I don't think I'm ever going to do this. To now being like, ha, I understand what that is. So, anyway, back to you in the net. And thanks a lot for being out there, amateur radio community. And we'll talk to you next time. Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel.
Well, Nicholas, congratulations on your quota activation. I haven't done an activation yet other than the lighthouse last year during the ILLW weekend. But that didn't count for a quota activation. And then 10 words per minute after 5 years of study. Congratulations. I think that's a milestone. I've been wanting to learn CW myself, but spent the last 2 years getting a tech, general, and an extra, and I don't have a push off the CW, but I put about a year between each of those licenses, and did all the engineering work that came along with that. So it's good to hear you at 10 words per minute. Congratulations. That must be really good. Keep it up, and you can get those numbers up.
Great job. Okay, Mark, KCHJD, when we reach the bottom of the list, and I will call for more general segments or Echo Link and All-Star, but Mark, go ahead with your transmission.
Well, good evening, Kevin, and the WACCM Monday evening social hour net. This is Mark, KCHJD. I'm just going to keep this brief, just in case we're getting too much crackling, but over the past couple of days, so we've had the big storms, and then we had something this morning, and then last night, and automatically now I go over, and I pull my handheld out, and listen to what the traffic is on the receiver, and keep in touch, and see if there's anything that I might need to report. So that's all I really have to say for this evening, so with that, this is the marketing back for next week.
Okay, yes, we are already in that tonight at 8 o'clock. Mark, you're coming through. A little bit of bacon fry, but your transmission is completely legible. Yeah, it's been a lot of crazy weather. I think that's the talk of the town in this area. Let's hope it calms down soon and we can get to a normal summer. We were out your way. I think yesterday we went to the Interlochen Farmers Market and we had to take a detour through Kingsley because the bison bridge is out, we all know that. And it's going to be a while. So I was trying to point out to my wife, I think Mark lives somewhere around here, but I couldn't remember how far down from Vance Road you were. So we catch up with you, and Mark, it's good to hear from you. At this point, we have reached the bottom of the list. This is WACCM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour Net and you wish to do so, please check in now. Great.
This is Tony, KE8SBZ.
November 8th, Papa November Kilo, Mike. Okay, Tony, I've got you, and then I've also got Mike, N8, Papa November Kilo. Tony, go ahead with your transmission, and Mike, please stand by.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Thanks for taking the net tonight. Welcome home to everybody that went to Hamvention. I was a little bit jealous I didn't get to go. Had some irons in the fire here and eventually getting them put out. Let's see, without water since last Monday, car problems, so hadn't been able to run the car. Got it into repair today and found out it's nothing serious, which is terrific. And what else? Oh, today was not a good day to have fuel oil delivered at, I don't know what it was, $5.59 a gallon or whatever. With that, signal reports on everybody out there, yes, we've been having some problems with a repeater today. I was surprised when I was listening to everyone a little earlier, and Jeff from Alaska was one of the clearest signals. There were several others that were coming through pretty well. As soon as I pushed this ASP button on my Yaesu STM-150, all that noise went away on everybody. I'm getting a clear signal on everybody. That's kind of interesting. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at breakfast. And let me break. I got one more thing to say. Okay, considering I didn't make it to breakfast, and I've been somewhat down in the dumps over everything else, I decided to get myself something today, and I ordered a Quantum DSP, which is a 5-inch monitor for my G90, considering that I've been having trouble seeing the thing outdoors, maybe this will help. With that, I'm really excited, and we'll be looking for it, and I'll turn it back over to Net Control, WATCM, this is KE8SBZ.
Yeah, Tony, sounds like you had some rather series of wet days, but the wrong kind of wet. With no water, I guess you can't dodge between, put a bucket out there and gather the rain. But that monitor for your G90, that sounds really interesting. I'd be interested in talking to you about that, because I've got a G90 too, and that screen is incredibly small, but my eyes are still good. My biggest thing, portable operator is going to be getting a hood over this tactical box so that I can keep as much of the sun reflection out as possible. Okay, Mike, N8, top of November kilo. Mike, go ahead with your transmission. I'll give one more shot before we conclude the test. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks there. All the talk of G90s. Yeah, I was just using mine outside this last weekend here. Me and Nick did go to a POTA activation. We did Interlochen State Park. It was pretty fun. Very enjoyable. Pretty buggy, but other than that, it was a pretty good time. Looking forward to doing a couple more in the area and eventually doing Sleeping Bear there and a few of the others in the area. But, yeah, I've been pretty good. I'm interested in this monitor for the G90 because, yeah, that screen really is pretty small, and I've been trying to look at other ways to kind of expand the waterfall a little bit myself, so definitely interesting to hear about that. As far as weather goes, it's been rough around here. Lots of rain, lots of storming, and then today cleared up quite a bit just for the last few hours. It's nice and sunny out, so that was definitely nice. But, yeah, as far as it goes, that's all I got for today. Yeah, you have a good evening there, and thank you for taking care of the net there. 7-3 to everybody.
Well, Mike, that sounds great. Interlochen POTA activation, congratulations. And I guess you went out there with Nick, so that was something good for him to get exposed to. And many more happy activations throughout the summer. At this point, we have reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM, and I'll listen one more time for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour net, and if you do so, please check in now.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
Brad, Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey.
Okay, I got a few of them in there. I got 7KG9WWU, Christopher, KFAGNK, and I think it was Brad, Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Juliet Whiskey. 7, you're a little crackly, but I'm assuming you're in town here now, and you're just distant from the repeater, but Kevin, go ahead with your transmission, and Christopher, please stand by. Kevin, I think I heard you 2 miles south of Bel Air and something about see you at breakfast. That was about all I could get out of that transmission. You were into the repeater, but I think the distance was working against you. So we'll see you at breakfast tomorrow. Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Christopher, go ahead with your transmission. And Brad, KE8FJW, please stand by.
Yeah, this is Chris Burst at ATMK. I was out camping with my oldest two children in Grayling with a bunch of different church clubs. We had 1,025 children total out there. Our group was probably about 15. No, about 10. 10 kids in our group. But yeah, had a great time. Simeon and one of the other boys decided to sleep in their hammock out under the stars. They did put up some tarps as well, so they should not get rained on. That was a new experience for them. And everything went smoothly, and made it home safe and dry. Drop this for a second. And in regards to this last couple of storms we had, last night I was out on the porch grilling and saw a wall of water heading my way and quickly started clearing off the porch. And I have never seen water blow into my porch so hard. They were predicting up to 60 mile an hour gusts, and I think that's what we got. We had about half a dozen trees that I've noticed so far that blew over or broke on my property. I've got one across my driveway and three down in my field and a couple more other places on my property. So that was quite a serious storm blew through here. Today's been pretty decent other than, you know, the rains are pretty gentle in comparison. That's all I've got for tonight. This is KFATM Jackson. Back to you.
Hey, yeah, Christopher, I saw your lovely wife, Kendra, yesterday at the farmer's market. We got out of there just before the deluge came, which I think was probably about a half an hour to 15 minutes before the market wrapped up. And met your mom yesterday, very nice lady. 1,025 children in there. That's a big bunch of kids. A big bunch of parents. Hopefully you stayed dry. I wondered when Kendra told us you guys were you were camping with the big kids. I was hoping that when that rain came down that you guys weren't going to get the delegates. But sounds like you stayed dry, and yeah. We saw that rain come through yesterday, and I think we had a wind gust kick up to around 50 miles an hour. We took our flag down and rolled it up and put it on the porch, but the next door neighbor didn't fare so well. Their flagpole snapped off the fence, and who knows where it ended up. Crazy storm, even crazier today, but hopefully we can get towards summer weather and a little bit more stability. Anyway, it's good to hear from you, Christopher. Brad, KCHFJW. Brad, go ahead to do transmission.
Good evening, everyone. Anyways, this is Brad, KEFJW, way up here in the Sioux. Ooh, it's a rough top here on some of you guys out there. Wow. But anywho, what a beautiful day. We did have a light sprinkle, but a lot of sunshine, and I can't believe it was 70 today. Oh, another beautiful day. But anyway, other than that, we worked all day today, and got to go back to work tomorrow, and it's pretty near my bedtime. So you guys had a little bit of weather excitement down there, so that's good. And to answer the questions, I do have, well, your question anyways, I do run all those lightning arresters, so there you go, on all the antennas. But anyhow, we'll say 73, and everybody have a good evening, and hopefully we'll catch you all next week. KEFJW, back to net control.
Okay, Brad, good to hear from you all the way up in Sault Ste. Marie. I was wondering if you guys were going to get any of that weather that was coming from our direction, but sounds like it possibly fizzled out before it got to you. 70 degrees today was great. It was very surprising that it heated up so quickly considering it cooled down quite a bit yesterday. But anyway, glad you had decent weather, and we're looking forward to coming out down here once the storms out of the Midwest decide that they're done for that. At this time, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM. There being no further check-in, before we close the best match, does anybody have any questions, concerns, or comments?
Reach out to you at SPJ.
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
Okay, first a comment. K8FJW, really clear signal coming in from whatever repeater he's coming in from up there in Sault Ste. Marie Upper Peninsula. The other thing was, if Mike, November 8th, November Papa Kilo is still on, after the net, I'll give you a little bit more information on that monitor. Back to net.
Okay, Tony, thanks for your recheck. Do we have any other rechecks at this point? Hearing none, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. Bart net. This is Kevin, KF8HY, operating this evening as net control under the club call of 8 p.m. I will now close the net and return this repeater to general industry use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all, and 73 WATCM, and I'll be clear.
November 8, November, Papa Kilo. This is KE8SBZ. Nothing heard. KE8SBZ monitoring.